What is universal is, especially among people who are spiritually dedicated to moving forward with their own growth, what's universal is a tendency to judge oneself because one hasn't progressed far enough. And the example of not doing well at meditation, not having a quiet mind, is one of the very common examples of, oh, I'm not a good meditator, I'm just sitting here and nothing's happening and I don't know why I'm doing this. All kinds of judgments come up about that, about how one's meditation is going. But it's true in a general way about those people who have the most desire to progress spiritually feel the most badly when they feel a sense of not having done what they know should be possible. So if you can do that with your meditation, to feel this is just what happened today, and I'm still on the same path of trying to get quiet in my mind, that's good, because it illustrates one of the primary basic principles of a spiritual growth, which is to know that we are all learners. How many times can you say that to yourself would not be enough? 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, it's not enough. We are all learners on a road, and learning is infinite. There isn't an end to it. God is infinite, and therefore learning on the progression of incorporating the divine is infinite. So there has to be something that's not, oh, I didn't meditate well, or I wasn't very loving, I got angry, or whatever it is, the recriminations, so that you say to yourself, I'm learning, and you ask God, show me the way. It's so simple. I am learning. If this was in error, or if it was in error, show me the way to make it be different. That's always the answer. Show me the way is the answer to everything that has to do with learning. And the reason we don't go in that direction is what I was saying earlier. We're so attached to emotions that we think that we're absolutely right in feeling the way we're feeling. Absolutely right. And so then there's no learning, and then there's no show me the way. It's because we just are there with what we feel is inevitable. I would like to encourage everyone who thinks a feeling is inevitable to change their mind. I know that's easy to say, and you all wish that you could do it immediately. But at least to create a scientific mentality, hypothetically, in principle, maybe I could be feeling something else at this moment, and then to ask God, show me the way, show me the way. That's the simple way of changing into from a judgmental person into a compassionate person. And of course it applies to other people as well. Show me the way that I can see how they're learning something. How they're learning.